If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
And it's this time when we go around the newsroom and share stories, the newsroom story time. And who wants to start today? I love this. No one ever volunteers to go first.
Oh, I'll go.
Oh, yay, Mary.
Okay, so we've been talking a lot of gardening today and stuff with tomatoes and your gardener and all that. So have you seen this turtle thing?
Well, no, what turtle thing?
Okay, so I saw this on TV. It's turtle, T-E-R-T-I-L-L, like tilling.
Oh.
And it's like a Roomba for the garden. So it's the same company, and it's a weeding robot. You need this, Wendy.
Oh, and yes, I do.
And how does it know where to go and where not to go?
Well, it's solar powered, just like the Roomba. How does the Roomba know where to go?
I know, but this could till up plants.
No, what it does, I thought it was a weed whacker, but it churns up the top layer of the soil to stop the weeds from growing. That's what it says it does anyway. Anyway, it's on sale now, so it probably doesn't work very well. So it's on sale from $349, which is, oh my gosh,
too much
to $149. So that's not too bad, Wendy, and it does roll. So look it up. It's T-E-R-T-I-L-L. I don't know if it works. I wonder if any of our listeners have one. It's only supposed to maintain a 200-square-foot garden,
but you get the question, right, Mary? If there's like a 2-inch green bean coming up, and a 3-inch.
Oh, yeah. Is it going to hack it up?
Yeah.
I don't know. It just says the top layer, so maybe not. If it's supposed to be for weeds, though, not to rip up your whole garden. I mean, you're not supposed to put it where everything's growing.
Oh, okay.
I guess, yeah. I don't know. I just wondered
if
anybody.
That's interesting. There are plant guards that they sell for an additional $19.99, so I bet it bounces off that.
Yeah, and some people say it gets, there's little wheels underneath it if you look. And it gets a little muddy, they said, sometimes.
It's still pretty cool, but yeah, it says guards. Use included metal guards to protect young plants or seedlings until they grow tall enough for the robot to sense them. So, Steve, seedlings you have to protect, but like a larger tomato plant, it'll go around it. That's pretty cool, Mary.
Yeah, I think you need to buy one of these turtles.
I like it. Turtle. All right. Good one. Kevin?
Well, it's a big week. Just an update on our WGN Radio Chicago's Best Beef Tournament.
Oh, yeah.
We are down to the final. It is Dukes of Mokena versus Johnny's of Elmwood Park.
Dukes was in this week
Dukes
or last week.
This week.
I heard Dukes was pretty good.
It was Luke from Duke.
Johnny's well known. I think a lot of people would tell you that's their favorite, but we did try Dukes this week. So a couple of big spots going head-to-head. Voting runs through Thursday at 10 a.m. You will hear the winner on the John Williams Show at 10:15, so just after the polls close. But we had a close semifinal. I think Johnny's beat Al's by a total of 5 votes. So it's been fun. But WGNRadio.com, Toronto and Caruso are sponsors for this year's bracket. And we timed it up for the final to be this week. Why?
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 Steve?
Why this week for the Italian beef?
Yeah, where's the beef?
Because the Bear returns this week.
That's good.
The Bear season 4 drops Wednesday, all 10 episodes. Do you guys remember where we left off with the Bear?
I was in my living room.
You were in your living room.
I don't remember.
I need
a recap.
It's been so long.
So they open up the new swanky restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
And the uncle's putting a lot of pressure on them. And then the big Chicago Tribune review comes out.
Oh, right.
And they're all looking at their phones on the last episode, and they're showing real, like, flashes of different reviews, and you can't really tell. Were they good? Were they bad? And then the uncle puts the pressure on Carmi. He says, we need to make some money here. If we don't make the money, you're out of here. So picks back up. Remember, Carmi and his girlfriend are kind of separated.
Yeah, I love them together.
Yeah, but they're not always together. They have a rough relationship, so... And then also, one of the chefs, doesn't she, I believe she gets a new job offer. The sous chef?
Oh,
yes.
That's right, yeah.
What is her name in the show?
Forgot.
She's not going nowhere.
I hope not, but...
She won't go.
She's too big of a star on the show.
Claire, no, not Claire. Sydney?
Sydney, yeah.
So we'll see. But season four, we synced it up with our final of the WGN Radio beef tournament.
I love
it. Which goes till Thursday morning.
Is this the last week?
This is the last week. Final round.
Awesome.
Voting ends Thursday.
I just deleted my story.
You have two minutes,
oh,
Steve.
I do. I got
plenty
it.
Plenty of time.
All right. Steve?
Well, this is about the dangers of being in the water, and I'm thinking of Lisa Dent swimming with the whale sharks, which are fish, and you know how dangerous that can be, especially if they mistake Lisa for a piece of plankton.
Yeah, yes. Why'd she do this for Jaws anniversary?
One lump, right? Yeah, we're talking about Jaws.
It's cool. I mean, it's a cool thing.
Until you're mistaken for plankton.
You're not going to
be. I watched Jaws twice over the weekend.
You did?
Yes. It was on NBC Friday night.
It was on constantly. But
it was
anyway.
Great.
My time.
Oh, jeez. Sorry. All right.
A Jersey Shore swimmer. Maybe this will remind you, Kevin, of Jaws. A Jersey Shore swimmer is recovering.
What happened to her?
Well, they thought she was bitten by a shark, and she was in the water. And something came up and like snapped at her, and they pulled her out of the water. She was okay, but it wasn't a shark. Anyone want to guess what it was?
A turtle.
Jellyfish.
No.
A turtle.
Her husband.
An Atlantic needlefish.
Ooh.
The heck is that?
You don't want to mess with the Atlantic
needlefish. No, they've got long, sharp teeth.
Oh, yeah.
They're not big or aggressive, but they're fast, and they jump out of the water.
Yikes.
So think of that next time you're wading in the ocean.
How did
they
know what it was?
I was planning on swimming this summer at the Jersey Shore.
I'm not going to do it now. There's no way.
No way.
I mean, until they
cross that off the calendar.
Put this needlefish out of it not until. How do they know he did it?
Yeah.
He was bragging at the needlefish bar.
The needlefish is like, hey, yeah. It wasn't me.
It was me.
Right. Yeah. No, he's like, hey, did you see the, yeah, it was me. It was all my work.
Well, that's bad.
Right.
You don't want that needlefish there.
Well, it's going to be bad for him, too, because you reap what you sow.
Why didn't you save this story for
Lisa? Needle joke there. Oh. Yeah.
Well, why didn't you save this for Lisa?
Do you think these things grow on trees?
Sometimes I think so.